Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is February the 6th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. This podcast is real simple. We just simply take kids through the Bible, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, all in a year. Today's reading comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 8, verse 20, through chapter 9, verse 7. And then we finish our reading in the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 3, verse 3. Although God sent plagues to Egypt, He protected His people. We're reading through the New Living Translation, Exodus chapter 8. Then the Lord told Moses, "Get up early in the morning and stand in Pharaoh's way as he goes down to the river. Say to him, 'This is what the Lord says, let my people go so they can worship me. If you refuse, then I'll send swarms of flies on you, your officials, your people, and all the houses. The Egyptian homes will be filled with flies, and the ground will be covered with them. But this time I will spare the region of Goshen, where my people live. No flies will be found there. Then you will know that I am the Lord, and that I am present, even in the heart of your land. I will make a clear distinction between my people and your people. This miraculous sign will happen tomorrow.' And the Lord did just as he said. A thick swarm of flies filled Pharaoh's palace and the houses of his officials. The whole land of Egypt was thrown into chaos by the flies. Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron. 'All right, go ahead and offer sacrifices to your God,' he said. 'But do it here in this land.' But Moses replied, 'That wouldn't be right. The Egyptians detest the sacrifices that we offer to the Lord our God. Look, if we offer our sacrifices here, where the Egyptians can see us, they will stone us. We must take a 3-day trip into the wilderness to offer sacrifices to the Lord our God, just as he has commanded us.' 'All right, go ahead,' Pharaoh replied. 'I will let you go into the wilderness to offer sacrifices to the Lord your God, but don't go too far away. Now hurry and pray for me.' Moses answered, 'As soon as I leave you, I will pray to the Lord, and tomorrow the swarm of flies will disappear from you and your officials and all your people. But I am warning you, Pharaoh, don't lie to us again or refuse to let the people go to sacrifice to the Lord.' So Moses left Pharaoh's palace and pleaded with the Lord to remove all the flies. And the Lord did as Moses asked and caused the swarms of flies to disappear from Pharaoh, his officials, and his people. Not a single fly remained. But Pharaoh again became stubborn and refused to let the people go. 'Go back to Pharaoh,' the Lord commanded Moses. 'Tell him that this is what the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, says, let my people go so they can worship me. If you continue to hold them and refuse to let them go, the hand of the Lord will strike all your livestock, your houses, donkeys, camels, cattle, sheep, and goats, with a deadly plague. But the Lord will again make a distinction between the livestock of the Israelites and that of the Egyptians. Not a single one of Israel's animals will die. The Lord has already set the time for the plague to begin. He has declared that it will strike the land tomorrow.' And the Lord did just as he said. The next morning, all the livestock of the Egyptians died, but the Israelites didn't lose a single animal. Pharaoh sent his officials to investigate, and they discovered that the Israelites had not lost a single animal. But even so, Pharaoh's heart remained stubborn, and he refused to let the people go." Even though some pretty bad stuff had happened to the Egyptians, God kept the Israelites safe. Not a single cow died, not a single fly landed where the Israelites lived. God still lovingly protected his people. When you love God, you can trust that he will always be with you and watch over you. This is what 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 says. "The Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one." How about that? That, my friends, is good news. Well, we've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible. How about that? I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Until that time, remember that God is faithful to you and that he loves you very much. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You be blessed. Bye-bye.